out on the inside of us. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I want to ask you to turn your Bibles to the book of Isaiah, chapter 40. Then we got two other books we're going to come out of, Galatians and Psalms, book of Isaiah. We have that 40 and verse 27 through 31. Amen. We have that. What do you say? Amen. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. Verse 29, he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increased strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly or absolutely fall, or stumble and fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Somebody give God the praise. Thank you, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And as you turn your Bibles also to the book of Galatians, chapter 6 and verse 9. When you have that, would you say amen? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Galatians 6 and verse 9. And let us not be weary in well doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Amen. One more scripture in the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms, chapter 27. In verse 13 and 14. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody tell the Lord, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I have fainted unless or except I have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of a good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. Truly, this passage of scriptures, it speaks, it's explanatory for itself. It just plain speaks for itself. Amen. I don't know if I can add too much preaching to what was already just so plainly written. Amen. Glory to God. The title of this message today is Power to the Faint.
Amen.
Amen. Power. Amen. Back a while ago, they always say power to the people, white power, black power, green power, all kind of powers. But we're talking about power to the faint. Amen. Amen. Nobody can give power to the faint. Amen. Like the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Power to the faint. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you have that power, glory to God, you have that ability to keep on going in the hard times as well as the good time. You have that strength to keep on going in the hard times as well as the good time. You have that might to keep going in the hard times as well as the good times. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the book of Isaiah says, why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord. Amen. Sometimes things we're going through, we actually forget. We think God don't see it. Amen. We think God don't understand it. He don't know it. Amen. Sometimes, my man, we got small thinking. Amen. We got stinky thinking. Amen. We don't think like we should think. Amen. We got small minds. We think that God can't see and he doesn't know what we're going through. Amen. We think, this is all going on, but where is God? Amen. It said, why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God. In other words, everything that I'm going through, God, do you see it? Sometimes we think, Lord, do you see it? Do you know it? Are you going to fix this? What's going to be my outcome? What's going to be my judgment? How are you going to judge this? How are you going to fix this?
Amen.
Can I get amen? This is what it's saying here. Glory to God. And it's verse 28. Say, hast thou not known? It said, do you know who you're talking about? We're talking about God Almighty. Has thou not known? Has thou not heard? Have you not read the Bible? Have you not known some things about the Lord? That the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he fainted not.
Amen.
It's like you might feel fainting, but God's not fainting. That's what it's saying here. So it's fainting, he fainted not. That's why it's important to get in your word and read what the word say. It would come against everything that's coming against you. Amen. Glory to God. It says, has thou not heard? Has thou not known that the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he don't faint. God, to me, to faint means that I'm weak and I'm about to go out. Amen. If somebody was walking down here and they was just say sick and they bite something, hit them, they faint, they fall right to the floor. But we're talking about fainting in the spirit where you say, I can't go no further, I quit. You lose spirit. Your spirit gets down and discouraged and you feel like, I can't go no further. I'm just can't know how much further I can walk with the Lord. And you just give up. We're talking about that kind of faint.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Says the creator of the ends of the earth fainted not, neither is weary. When you're weary and I'm weary, what do you usually do? When you come home, you done worked all day, you done been here and there, and you get weary. What you trying to do? You trying to get your bath or shower, you trying to eat something, you trying to get into bed. Sometimes you be so tired you might not eat anything. Hallelujah. Pray that you do take your shower so you can sleep pretty good. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you get tired, you get weary, you get warm. To be weary means to be tired. I'm tired. I'm worn out. I'm exhausted. I'm drained. I'm sapped. Can anybody identify with that?
Amen.
I'm all of that and above.
Amen.
It says, there's no sir. It said, the creator of the ends of the earth fainted not. God doesn't faint. He don't get weary. There's no searching of his understanding. Nobody can understand the magnitude and the greatness of God other than just reading his word. You can't understand how great he really is.
Amen.
He's not like you and me. Amen. He don't go get tired. He don't have to take naps.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he, verse 29, he give it power. He give it strength. He give it might. He gives a force. He gives the ability to woo the faint.
Amen.
If you feel like you're going to faint, for you know he'll snap you back if you call upon his name. Amen. How you feel like I can't grow no further? And if you just call upon his name, glory to God, he'll snap you back with some strength.
Amen.
He give it power to the faint and to them that have no might. Glory to God. Not only do you feel faint, sometimes you can't even, it's like I don't have no might, no strength. I can't even put into focus. I can't even call this day. I can't even call the situation that I'm in. I can't call what's going on with me. I can't even think straight. I have no might. I have nothing to push me on. Anybody been there? Amen. As I have no, to them that have no might, he increased strength. Ain't that good?
Amen.
So that lets you know you don't have to throw in the towel. You don't have to throw in the surrender towel. You don't have to say, I can't make it no more. If one more thing happened, I'm not going to make it. Don't let those words come out your mouth. Don't let the devil see you sweat. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go to get a hold. God expect you to get a hold of him. He don't want you to get up talking about, I can't make it. I almost fainted. I almost threw in the towel. You tell the Lord how you feel. You don't get to tell people how you feel. You don't even let the devil see you sweat to see what you tipped, what you talking, what you feeling. Somebody give God the praise. Because when you talk that way, you give him an ammunition to the devil. And you give him something to work with. You need to confuse your enemy. When it looked like you're about to fall out, you had to take some more steps and say, I feel like going on. Somebody give God the praise in here today. Glory to God. Verse 30 say, even the youth shall faint and be weary. Don't it say what it means? It don't care. It doesn't matter how young you are. It don't matter how much energy you have. You will faint.
Amen.
Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall absolutely stumble and fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And I'm gonna tell you something about waiting on the Lord. You can't get no strength renewed by sitting in your chair with your hands crossed. I'm waiting on the Lord.
Amen.
You can't get no strength renewed like that way. You got to go on your knees or cry out to the Lord and ask him to come by and strengthen you.
Amen.
He's not going to do it against your will. You got to call out to him. You got to reach out to the Lord and ask him, glory to God, for strength.
Amen.
It said, but they that wait upon the Lord If you wait upon the Lord, somebody said, well, how am I waiting on the Lord? That means that I'm not going to do what the devil tell me to do. I'm not going to throw in the towel. I'm not going to say I quit. I'm going to keep on going. I'm going to keep on doing what I was doing from the beginning. And as I'm doing it, God going to renew my strength. Somebody give God the praise. Glory to God. When I feel weak, should I go? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All around the world. Hallelujah. Going to this restaurant, that restaurant. Go visit this friend. That's the time you need to get close to God. You don't go visit people. When you weak, you go to God.
Hallelujah.
We're going to the wrong source. Because
right.
When you go through these people, you ain't going to get no strength because they don't have any.
Amen.
But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They show God's going to mount you up. When you was down to the ground, you're going to find yourself being lifted up. Anybody feel lifted up today?
Amen.
I'm going to mount up with wings. He's going to mount you up with wings as an eagle. Amen. And glory to God. You see an eagle was never scraping the ground. Amen. You see birds down on the ground, but you don't see an eagle. Do you ever walk out your door and see an eagle on the ground? No, you don't. An eagle stays up in the air. They got some big wings and flapping. Glory to God. God wants us to have big wings and flapping. Stay away from that birds down on the ground. Stay away from that depression and discouragement and people that don't have no faith, they don't have no hope in God. Stay away from that atmosphere. Mount yourself up with wings of an eagle. Run and not be weary. Walk and not faint. Might he give them a God to praise in here today.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. And they should run and not be weary. And they should walk and not faint. Glory to God. You might start it off and feel like you're fainting, but when you went to the Lord, glory to God, he mount you up and give you some big wings to flap like an eagle. And you start flapping those wings, and you start flapping them, and you got some run in your feet, and after a while you just start strutting. Somebody give God the praise, and out of all shire in here today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody give God the praise. Did somebody get this song out? I beat the devil running. Hallelujah. You shouldn't be letting the devil run behind you. You need to have him on the run. Hallelujah. You don't need no devil running behind you, sweating you, making you all out of breath. You need to put the devil on the run. Hallelujah. Shout out. Somebody give God the praise in here today.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Was listening to sister testimony, was saying she was down, hallelujah, to glory to the last clock, glory to God, knowing that she had bills to pay, but God had put her in that place of peace because she applied the word of God that she heard to her soul and kept talking to God. She knows she forgot all about it. That's the key right there. When we ask, talk to the Lord in prayer, glory to God, we got to really give it to him, glory to God, because if you don't really give it to him, you are way all the way up to the last minute.
Amen.
And you'll be so depressed and so discouraged. Amen. You can just keep going somewhere for after a while. You done forgot about it, but God didn't forget about it. Hallelujah. When you thought about it, you say, oh Lord, this is the time. And the Lord said, here it is. Hallelujah. Somebody give God the praise. I heard that testimony. It's a powerful testimony. Wasn't no makeup, wasn't no fake up. It was a real testimony. Some of us are always are pressed to the last. Hallelujah. To the last drop. Some people don't know what to be pressed to the last drop. Some people don't know what it is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Everybody, God got different people going through. They go through different things, but we can all be able to comprehend what all say. We share these experiences. But somebody, maybe some, you haven't been there, but maybe you need to hear for that. Somebody need it.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Somebody give God the praise.
Yes.
Similar thing happened to me last week. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I needed some money. I think I had a very small amount of money in my purse. And I needed some bills that need to be taken care of right then. Amen. And I just kept on. Y'all didn't see me coming here and say, oh me, oh my. I kept doing with God because I know God would make a way. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I got a call last week. Glory to God. Someone came and blessed me. And it took care of all of that. And then took care and put gas in my car and did some other thing. Somebody give God the praise in here today. I was listening to this lady, man. They was talking about how the Lord blessed them on this CD. I was listening to some great testimonies. I would love to share some of them testimonies with y'all. Just so great. Man of God and his wife, the things they've been through, great faith walks with. And they was talking about how they was, one, I'm not going to get into all of it. They was trying to get out of town. They was having some convention or something out there. They didn't have any money. And she said, I'm just using the last part of it. It was almost like after they was gone, she said, she looked at her husband and said, I got money. He said, I got money too, because they didn't have any at first. Amen. Had money and going on a trip and everything. Amen. Where they was trying to go. Hallelujah. I told the Lord, hallelujah, I didn't tell nobody else, when nobody else around, but I said, Lord, I got money. Amen. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I said, Lord, I got money. Glory to God to do. Now, it wasn't $1 million or $1,000, but it was enough to do what I needed to do. Amen. And do some extra. That made me happy. Amen. Somebody give God the praise.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. If you wait on the Lord and don't quit and don't throw in the towel and keep seeking him, he's going to exchange your weariness for some strength. Now, if you don't seek the Lord, you're going to keep that same weariness. You got to go before him in prayer to wait upon him till he renews you, refurbish you. He knows that we're going to get tired. It's like an athlete. I mean, they run the race, whatever. They got to sit down and take a drink or something sometimes. It's natural for you to get tired.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody, but it's not natural for you to quit. It's not good for you to quit.
Amen.
Because you, a quitter never win.
Amen.
And a winner never quit.
Amen.
Amen. How many of you are winners for the Lord?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. If you're not a winner, if you keep serving him, he'll make you a winner.
Amen.
He'll make you more than a conqueror.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
In the book of Galatians, it says, and let us not be weary in well doing.
Thank you, Lord.
Let us not be weary. Let us not be tired.
Thank you,
Jesus. And worn out and exhausted and drained in well doing. How many know you can get weary? You can get tired in doing something right and good.
Amen.
Amen. You can be, because while you keep trying to do good, the devil's kind of constantly in your ear and say, nothing's going to happen. You don't see no changes. You don't see this happening for you. And your life looks the same. You're doing all this good stuff. What you see coming from it? The devil will tell you. So he tells you that because he wants you to stop.
Yeah.
That's his reason why he tell you that. And you can look yourself. And if you keep looking at something, you got to look at it and believe that God said, don't be weary in well-doing and keep it moving. Amen? Okay. Well, he said, let us not be weary in well-doing. Okay. In other words, let us not be weary if you do well. Same thing. If you're doing wrong, you should be weary.
Yeah.
But if you're doing what's right, you should be glad. I don't care if you don't look like see no results from it right then. He that shall come will come. Amen. God said he's not unrighteous to forget our labor of love. Amen. And let us not be weary. He's telling us in his word, don't be weary. And I have to, the Lord's coming say that to me a lot. Don't be weary in well doing. You may look and say, I see no results. I don't see much happening over here. I don't see much happening over there. I don't see much. But glory to God. The word of God is saying, don't be weary in well doing. Keep on doing what you're doing. That's what the Lord is saying. Don't be weary in well doing, but keep doing what you're doing. Keep serving the Lord. Glory to God. Keep walking by faith and not by sight. For in due season, we shall reap if we faint not.
Amen.
In due season is God's time, that he has a set appointed time for you to reap what you have sown. Amen.
Amen.
And due season is the right time.
Yeah.
Amen. A lot of times we do something, it's like a child, children, they'll go and you tell them maybe to clean up this or do that. And you say, I'm going to take care of it. I'm going to do something for you down the road or later. And they hurry up and do it. And some of them do a good job. Some do a messy job. They do it real quick. You say, wash them dishes. They have washed the food still on the dishes. But back in the day, my mother didn't play that. You have washed them dishes. She'll throw them all back in there. It makes you so mad. Not one, everything back in there. And you would do it again. That's right. And then you don't do it right. You might do it for a second week. We take turns washing dishes. You might be doing it 2 weeks.
Amen.
Amen. To teach you wash them dishes right. You get food poison, in case y'all don't know, if you don't wash them dishes right. You might get food poison, anything.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Wash them dishes right. A little teaching and all. That's right. I don't like to eat behind children too much. Let's say I have to really watch to see how they clean stuff. Even some grown-ups too, because they throw stuff. They throw stuff because those little subs hitting the gas. They check and got the food off of there. Then you get ready to eat. You eating the food you cooked there and that other food too. You don't even know what's on there. Ain't that nasty? Let me get away from there.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm going to make that sound real bad. So y'all watch it. Y'all clean them dishes. Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, I can go further than that, but we ain't going to go there.
Yeah.
Amen. Let us not be weary in well doing. Because in due season is the season that God has set aside and ordained for you to reap. So, like I said, don't be like the children slapping up stuff, doing it any kind of way, and expect God, okay, Lord, I fast. You went on an hour fast. You went on 20-minute fast. You went on 5 minutes fast. 10 minutes fast. I'm ready, Lord. I done went on the fast. And all you did was just stalled a little bit before you ate. I went on the fast. You done text everybody on the world. You done screamed at your children, did everything. You ain't honor God. No kind of went on fast. You just skipped a little meal or so. Not even a full meal. Not even breakfast. Not even lunch. Some part of something. Now, Lord, you done pray. You done got down to pray. Shama, shama, shama. Lord, tell them people, leave me alone. Lord, some you done prayed all kind of probably infected prayers. The Bible speaks about prayer. The Lord says, speaking about prayer fervently. The effectual, prayer effectively. Now, the pray little kindergarten prayers down there. He hit me. She hit me. Make a stop, Lord. All that. They looked at me wrong. Pray something. That you get some breakthrough, Lord. Take me up high. Mature me. Yes. Them kind of prayers. Amen. Yes. Effective prayers. Amen. Yes. Am I right? And then we expect a great big miracle from the Lord. And we done ran all week long trying to make that 100 for everybody else. But 99 and a half a do what it's not doing for us when we come to God. Amen. 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 He said, let us not be weary in well doing. That means somebody's been doing well for a while. Amen. 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 That means somebody's been, amen, weathering the storm. Whether you see me weathering the storm or not, I'm weathering the storm. How many you weathering the storm, whether anybody see him or not? You know you weather some storms behind closed doors. You weathering the storm. And if somebody would say, can you feel like testifying today? If you didn't think people look at you so funny, you'd be saying, y'all just don't know. I'm so glad to be here today. You don't know what all I went through to get here today. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. In other words, I'm doing well. I'm doing well and well doing. Feel like quitting. Feel like, not that you don't want to serve God. Feel like I can't go more. I'm tired of going. I'm tired, Lord. Amen. 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 Anybody ever get tired? Ain't nothing wrong with saying, wrong with you saying you get tired. You just don't want to go around complaining to people that you're tired. Amen. And complaining to the devil that you're tired. But you said sometimes you get just tired. Yeah. And when you get tired, that don't mean you want a backslide or anything. You're just tired, 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 tired. Sometimes you can't explain the tiredness. You're just tired in your mind. You're tired in your body. You're tired in your spirit. You're just tired, 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 tired. Amen. Amen? Amen. And you're like, and while you're tired, the devil, that's when he wants you to look around at your situation and look around at all what he wants you to feel, look and see what all you feel like God has not done yet. But he won't let you look over here and see what the Lord has done. But he'll have you looking about all what you don't have. Oh, I don't have money. Oh, I don't have a car. Oh, I don't have this. Oh, I don't have that. Amen. And he wants you to get weary in well-doing. It said, let us not be weary in well-doing, or let us not get weary if you do well. For in due season, in the right time, God has a time set that he's going to cause you to reap. He's going to reward you. It means, in other words, you're going to reap where you sown, what you sown. If you did good, God's got a reward for you to repay you back for what you done. But it's going to be, he got a set time, not the time you want it. You may do something today and expect for the seed of benefit right the next minute. You may and you may not. That's why he said don't be weary and well do, because you don't know when God going to come back. But he that shall come will come and will not tarry. God is not a man that he should lie. You know, the devil would like us to believe that God don't tell us, he's not telling us the truth. It's not going to happen. But God is the only one that you can put confidence in. Don't trust. God is not a man that he should lie. God don't lie like men. And that's so good to know. And it says in the book of Psalms, David said, I have fainted. Unless, in other words, he would say, if I would have actually fainted if I didn't believe the word of God. How many of you know you would have fainted if you didn't know that God would keep his word, if you didn't hear the words of God? You've been fainted in many situations. Yes. And you would have said, I just can't make it. I can't walk this walk no longer. Yes. Where is it getting me to? Yes. I had fainted unless or except I had believed the goodness, to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Not waiting to see the goodness of the Lord in the sweet by and by when I go to heaven. We want to see the goodness of the Lord right down here in the land of the living. Can I get an amen? Amen. We want some prayers answered right down here while we're still here. Amen. Glory to God. The Bible said, above all things, I wish that you prosper, be in health, even as your soul prosper. The Lord said, if you delight yourself in me, I'm going to give you the desires of your heart. Glory to God. How did the Lord that gave us so many promises? We want to see the promises manifest right here, right now.
Amen.
Come on, somebody give God the praise. Glory to God. There's nothing wrong with telling the Lord, Lord, I'm weary. Lord, I'm tired. I feel like I about can't take another breath. I don't feel encouraged. Lord, I need to be encouraged. I go to the Lord sometimes. I don't look for people to encourage me. People don't always know what you're going through. But it's good if God tells somebody and how they come by and encourage you. But you don't wait on that. You encourage yourself in the Lord. You tell the Lord, Lord, I feel a little down today. Lord, I need a smile upon my face today. Lord, I need something to make me happy. The Bible says he knows how to satisfy us heart with good things, that our youth is renewed. But you know God can satisfy you. He can satisfy me. He can do some things for you. Glory to God to make you happy. Yes, he can.
Hallelujah.
We think that the Lord is always just concerned about our soul. He's concerned about our soul. He said, above all things, I wish that you prosper, be in hell as your soul prosper. God wants you to be able to be happy down here, to enjoy this life down here, to enjoy yourself down here too. I'm so glad that I learned that about the Lord. Amen. But how many know the Lord wants you looking nice? He wants you feeling good. He wants you to have good health. Amen. He wants you to drive a nice car. He wants you to have a nice house. He don't want you to hardly to live in the worst place there is on the earth. He wants you to be have all these abundances there. Yes, he does. He said, but of all things, I wish you prosper, be in health, even as your soul prosper. Because he knows that's going to make you feel better. Who would feel good by serving the Lord and you have never have any money? He never takes care of you. Would you want? Who wants to serve a God like that? Never makes a way for you. Never takes care of you. Glory to God. Somebody give God the praise. It said, I have fainted. David said, I would have fainted. I imagine all the stuff that he went through. He would say, boy, if I didn't know what the word of God said, I would have thrown a towel a long time ago. But it said, but I believed. He believed while he was in the mess, while he was in the circumstance. You got to believe while you're in the circumstance and why things don't look good for you. You got to believe that you're coming out.
Yes.
I got to believe that I'm coming out.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Head of the Moshati. Believe means I have confidence. I have trust in the Lord that he's going to bring me out. I have faith unless I believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. To see God's kindness. To see him show me his divine favor. Because I mean, you know, favor is not fair. Some people work all their life to get what they got, and that's good. But God make it just drop it down on you, and you didn't do nothing to earn it. Amen. Favor just not fair. Hallelujah. I'm one of those people, the favor is just not fair. Hallelujah. I didn't grow up with a silver spoon in my mouth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But God has done some great things for me, and yet doing some great things for me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Favor is not fair. I believe God for those things are impossible. Somebody give God the praise. Adam, oh, shut up in this place.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sometimes some of our walks has been, our back has been so backed up against the wall that we didn't have no other help. But God turned it around and worked it out for your good. Gave you that faith. See, sometimes when you don't have helps here and you don't have helps there and you can't just reach out and get it here and there. Don't feel bad about that. That make you feel bad sometimes. But don't get too bad about it, because when you love serving the Lord, God said all things will work together for my good to them that love me. Because God will take that situation like that and he'll give you so much faith and power that some other people didn't have. Somebody give God the praise.
Hallelujah.
Some people God has put in the body of Christ to be givers, to help others. He blessed you to attain nice things in life. You pretty well established materially. God may use you to be a blessing, to be able to give.
Amen.
It's all God kind of people God put in the body of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. And if you are not, glory to God, sensitive enough to that and think about others instead for yourself, God can snatch that away from you.
Amen.
Amen. Where you have holes in your pocket, where you make all the money and can't see where it's going at. Somebody give God the praise in here today. But God got some. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They didn't know where the next meal was coming from. Didn't know where the next this net was coming from. But God, hallelujah, took that situation and put a great faith down in them. Glory be to God. Somebody praise him. Hallelujah. It all worked together for the good. Amen. Glory to God. And in the Bible days, the apostles, they said all things in common. All things in common. It wasn't these people over here was real wealthy, and these over here was real poor, and these over here real wealthy, and let them just starve. They mingled together. They helped one another. Had all things in common. Amen. Amen. And I'm like this. Personally, I'm like this. I like to interact with where my help is coming from. I'm not going to put all my energies to people that can't help me. Amen. I'm not going to give you all my resources and you can't help me. Amen. It ain't supposed to go like that. Amen. Amen. Paul said, I ministered you in spiritual things. You ministered back to me in carnal things. We get hooked up with the wrong people that don't have nothing to offer us. But they burdens in trouble. Glory to God. Them same people, glory to God, God can take them and use them. They bless you and when you in need. There ought to be some interaction. Don't let nobody drain your resources. Drain you. Amen. You'll be helping people, and you can't get nothing. The devil is a lie. Amen. I don't put all my energies, all my things into one, all my resources in one basket. I even, when it comes to helping people, encouraging people, whatever, I help them. If God leads me to help them and has me to help them, if I see they're not doing anything with the information and they ain't trying to hear it, they're not going to drain me. The devil is a lie. Because you can get drained helping people, talking and helping people, and they're not going to do nothing with nothing you say. Amen. And I'm not going to hang out with them. And I'm not going to be running with them, hanging out, and they can't give me nothing. They pull on me, and I ain't got no energy. The devil is a lie. I ain't talking about this natural. I'm the physical, mental, injured, whatever. Amen. And you better believe if God used me to help you, he's going to use you some kind of way to help me. It's going to work in harmony, to work together. Somebody give God the praise. Thank you, Jesus. You got to use wisdom out here. You got to use your mental energies. With wisdom, use your physical energy. Don't let nobody run you all over the nation. And they didn't put no gas in your car. And if they do put some gas in my car was not made for running for you all day. I do it here and there, but not all the time. Then you all ran down. Somebody give God the praise. I have fainted unless I believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I expect God to do something to recompense me, to reward me while I'm here alive. How many of you looking for some blessings right here alive? Amen. Amen. How many of you got all the blessings that you need? I was going to see if I'm going to catch somebody off guard. Wait on the Lord. Again, talking about wait on the Lord. When he's saying wait on the Lord, it's not saying just sit there. You need different things, but just sit there. Sit there and just wait. Well, what's going on with you? I'm just waiting on the Lord. You're waiting on the Lord. You need a car. You need a job. You need whatever you need. But I'm just waiting on the Lord. Like I heard this one man of God say, your car in park is not going nowhere. You can't drive a parked car. Your car parked, it's not going nowhere. You got to move it out of park. Amen? You need to say, Lord, I pray to what your request is to the Lord and say, Lord, if there's any way that I can obtain this, if anything you would have me to do. Amen. If he don't tell you to do anything, you don't go do nothing foolish. But if he lets you know, he will let you know. If he lets you know, just wait on me or whatever. He tell you what to do. If he tell you, you need a job. You say, well, I need a better job, Lord. I really do. I really do need a better job. But you're making no effort to go inquire about a job, to see about a job. You don't need no better job. You like the one you're at. If you need, they say some of your house is falling apart or something you need. You need a car. You don't have to have the money right then to go look for one. To get one, go look. Ain't no, it ain't gonna hurt you go look. As you gonna keep the same thing. How you? Well, I'm waiting on the Lord. You might not even know what kind of choir you want. You get out there and look. You need I want a house. Well, you don't get no house. You just sit there. Just sit there. I need a house. It's not gonna come to you. So it said, wait on the Lord. We waiting on the Lord, but while we're waiting on the Lord, this is what he told us to do after we wait on the Lord. He said, and be of a good courage. Yeah. That's the area that we all need help in. We wait on the Lord, but wait on the Lord sad and depressed and discouraged. And we don't watch it. Sometimes it'd be all in your voice. Somebody call you on the phone. They can tell. That's what spirit kind of frame mind. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You want to know, are you you still asleep or undercover or what? What's going on? You almost won't say it, but you don't. Yeah, I know sometimes you might be asleep. Your voice might be here, but sometimes you can tell. The Bible speaks. You can tell if you have joy by your speech. You don't have to be jumping over pews or nothing, but you can just tell what kind of something going on. I don't know what's going on, but something going on. This is the part that we all have to have strength to help in. Waiting on the Lord and be sad. No. Wait on the Lord and be of a good courage. Amen. In other words, courage is like having the tenacity to withstand an uncomfortable situation until a change. Courage is almost like, I'm going to keep standing. I'm going to be brave. I might be scared. I might be trembling. I may, this may be an uncomfortable place that I'm in my soul, in my mind, in my circumstance. But I'm going to be brave about it. I'm not going to let the devil see me sweat. I'm going to be fearless. I'm going to say, God, just keep me going. I'm not going to get shaky and just go out. I'm going to be of a good, he said, be of a good courage, not be of a sad courage. Because he could have said, be of a sad courage, but if you be of sad courage, you won't have no strength. Because your Lord is your strength. Amen. You know, people say, I'm waiting on the Lord, or I'm, we all can actually have pity parties. Don't think when you have a pity party, you're the only one can have one. We all have them. We can. You just got to decide if you want to go to them. You know, really. You can be all right one minute, and next minute, like a cloud came over your head. Anybody been there? Yeah. You know, I know women go through different things, but it's not the women. Men can feel like that too. You can, men kind of keep where they feeling on their sleeve as much, keep it in. But you can just be all right one minute. You just think to yourself, what is actually going on? I feel all right. Wake up depressed. Wake up discouraged. The spirits, flowing around, they're all around, they probably just flow the atmosphere and put something on your mind to make you feel down. You don't know why I'm feeling down. You have a choice to just stay that way and start complaining about everything, or you have a choice to go to God and say, Lord, I don't like the way I feel. Would you move this? I command this to go in the name of Jesus. I have felt different ways myself. Nobody has to be there to bother you, do nothing to you, but you can just look, especially sometimes we don't watch it, the gloomy weather will have you gloomy right along with it. Yeah. Depression is great in this earth today. And it's a good thing to know Jesus that we don't have to walk around depressed. Yeah. Amen. It might come our way, but we don't have to receive it. Wait on the Lord and be of a good courage. He said, in other words, when you're of a good courage, that means you're going to try to your best to keep happy. Yes. You're going to do some things to think you're going to be like David. Think yourself happy. Amen. You're going to say, Lord, strengthen me. I don't like this feeling. And I'm a lot of times people today, when they feel like that, they say, oh, they got ADD. And they got, just give them some medicine. And they still don't help the problem. People like to go back. I've been like this all my life because my grandmother was like this. This person was like this. I wouldn't want it. I wouldn't care who was like that. I wouldn't want all that on me. Amen. And stay away from people that's sad sacks. I hate to say that, but that's right. This some people that's sad. Every time you look up, there's nothing but sadness or gloom around them. You know, I just don't feel, I don't like to be around that. I really don't. Because once you get down like that, it takes you so much time to get back up. I don't like to be around, you know, my mama was sad, my daddy was sad, and it runs through our family, and we all, you know, walk around like a camel with a, you know, camel. We all, this is what we do. You know, it hit my family. I don't like all talking about that. All the generations cursed from hell hit my family. I don't want it to hit me. It's supposed to be a break the generated curse when you get born again. Break it unless you want to keep it. You know, that's because your mama died, your daddy died with this and another. Well, somebody told me the other day, they told me a great testimony. There was a young lady that she's a family, you know, member. I mean, she's not a family member. She's a friend of a family. I hadn't heard from her in a long time. And I never talked to her on the regular, but every once in a while, I would hear from her. And I just, this summer, I tried to call her a couple times. I kept thinking myself, so it sounded like I'm getting her on the phone. I said, I hope she's still living. Because nowadays, you can't even tell. You ain't seen people in a while. You don't know if they even living anymore. So she called me one day last week, and I was really glad to see her number. I just want to know she was all right, because sometimes she would just kind of talk kind of off a little bit, so I didn't talk to her on the regular. But I was just glad to know she was okay. So I tried to call her back, but she was on a long distance phone call, so I called her yesterday, and I was glad to hear from her. And I told her, I didn't know what had become of you. I hadn't seen, heard. I hear from you. I said, the number I had wasn't a working number. She said, girl, I wasn't doing good at all. She said, I was in the hospital. She said, I wasn't doing good. I said, I know the last time you told me you had a light stroke, I know that. And then she said, God just have set me free. She said, they told me I had cancer. She said, I was just about gone. She said, tell me, I was just sick and didn't know why I was sick. And she said, and I just kept going down, down, down. Couldn't do for myself or nothing. She just went on and told me. And then she said, you know, they ran the, they checked the generation, and they said, I got this from my father many years ago. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. People claiming all this stuff. My daddy had it. My mama had it. And I had, she said, and it finally caught up with me. You know, so I'm just thinking, but she said, they told me I was free of it now. They called it in time. I said, well, praise God. Yeah, I said, that's good. That's good. But I'm just saying, we got to trust in the Lord and wait on the Lord and be of a good courage. We can't be claiming all this stuff. Amen. You know, my mama died with it, my daddy died with it, and now it's time for me to die with it. You should have what you say. Right. Amen. When I really think about it, my parents, they did leave out of here younger, you know, young. When I really think about it, they did. But I never thought in my mind, well, you know, they left and I'm going to leave. When you're busy doing something for the Lord and trying to do God's will, you just don't think that way. Amen. You can't be thinking about, I'm going to leave here in 5 minutes with God trying to use you. He got things to do with you. Amen. We do have to use wisdom and let God help us so we can keep. He has to help us to keep our health and our right mind, so we can't do. You're not going to do nothing with God and you can't hardly breathe. Amen. And people that I'm going to do some work for the Lord, and they, I'm going to do something for the Lord. You can't hardly breathe. You got to keep your mental health. Mental health is just as important, more important, even both of them is important. If you have physical health and your mind is gone crazy, you can't help nobody either. Yeah. Amen? That's why the Lord said, he said, above all things, I wish you prosper, be in health. That means health, wealth, whatever you need, as your soul prosper. So wait on the Lord, be of a good courage. And we all need help in there. Sometimes we encourage, but we're not happy about it. We feel like we've been eating nails. It don't feel good. No, it don't always feel good. But we got to, when that come, we got to pray that off and say, Lord, just put a smile on my face. Yes. Amen. Like sister said, she went back to the people. She went back in a better spirit. She went back trying to be better than she was at first. I went back with them trying to be nice, not blowing my stack off. Say, not looking at the person like I can blow holes through them. I like that. Eyes so on fire. I'm so on fire. Boy, you're going to be dead in a minute. I look at you. I get that. You know, I used to have a lady, it's a friend of the family. She used to say, and I never did. I said, Lord, that's pretty bad right there. I don't never want to get, like she said, I tell you, I got so upset, I can taste my blood. I thought to my left, you was a mean woman. You the devil child or what? You know you mean. You a bad girl. You smell your blood. You can taste your blood. Woo! That's pretty. That's. I'm like, I hope they got that one together, because you ain't going up there like that. She used to say that with today. I tell you, this made me so mad. I can taste my blood. And then you have people say my blood was boiling. I'm going like, really? Your blood was boiling. But somebody said, tell the truth to shame the devil. If it is like that, yeah, you won't change all that. Amen. Because they'd be having you locked up for them. You done took your eyes and pierced it to somebody and burnt them up. Let me stop now. Let me get back to preaching. Oh, Lord. Wait on the Lord. And be up again. There's a lot of them out there like that. Boy, if they eyes were gunned, it'd be some dead souls. Wait on the Lord and be of a good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. God will strengthen. He knows how to strengthen your heart. Amen. Sometimes your heart is heavy. It's burden. That's why he said, come unto me all that are laden and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Got heavy hearts. When things are not going the right way, if they're chaotic, or you don't know what to do about stuff, you're depressed, you can get a heavy heart. You can feel the weight of your heart. But you don't have to keep that. You can say, Lord, I ask you to lift this load off of me. Amen. And say, he should strengthen your heart. As you wait on the Lord, he's going to strengthen you, because he knows the set time that he got. He's going to give you that, meet that need or whatever. And he knows, like, let's say, for instance, he knows that by Friday, you might have to wait on him from that time to that time. Someone said, well, what do I have to wait? Is he torturing me? No, he's not torturing you. He knows why you have to wait. You know, you may not get it. You might not get he might be telling you to do this and you can't get it. What he's saying. Or the situation might need to get taken care of before he can bring it to you. Or if there's another person involved, he got to get them right before you can get it. So it might be many reasons why you wait. That's none of your business, none of my business. Be trying to figure God out. Just wait on him and be of good courage. And every time you feel like you're getting discouraged, just say, Lord, strengthen me to wait. And while you're waiting on him, he's not going to just have you waiting on him. He's going to encourage you along the way. He's going to strengthen you along the way. You'll see a little light here, a little light there, little things that, you know, that keep you encouraged along the way. Am I right? That's what God would do. Wait on the Lord and be of a good courage. In other words, a good courage, it means, in other words, you want to feel good, keep yourself feeling good. And he should strengthen your heart. And then to say it again, he said, wait, I say, on the Lord. Power to the faint. That's the name of this message. Power to the faint. And there's a lot of people fainting in this world. Amen. And we, you know, I'm learning with the help of the Lord. I was telling somebody up there, I said, I just don't have the mental or physical energy. And I believe God, he's the one that keeps me from all that anguish. Amen. Sometimes you might be by yourself. Sometimes it gets a little lonely if you by yourself. God will help you and give you things to do and put you with people, whatever. But some of this stuff, you'd be better off being by yourself, because there's so many people got so many issues. You get caught up in all that. You can't sleep. None of that. You're twisting and turning about somebody else's problem. Amen. So God, he knows how to encourage us and keep us and encourage. Amen. Till our change come. And I thank the Lord for the word today. Somebody give God the praise. And let somebody stand to your feet. And just begin to praise the Lord. If the Lord ministered to you today, just thank him for his word. Because the interest of God's word give light. Come on, just thank him. Keep thanking him. Praising him. Amen. The Lord knows how to deliver the godly. Amen. He knows how to encourage us as we're waiting on him. He's not playing games with us. He's not just saying wait and not going to take care of the situation. He's going to take care of it. Because he that shall come will come. He just wants us to make that decision to believe him and trust in him with our whole heart. Everybody stand. He wants us to trust in him with our whole heart and mind. And lean not to your own understanding. You'd be better off not to try to figure it out. Because if you could have figured it out, you could have took care of it yourself. But since you didn't couldn't take care of it, you got to wait on him and be of a good courage, which is much far better because you don't have to worry about it and try to figure things out. You give it to him. But he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you and praise you for your word. Lord, we thank you for strength you've given us to minister your word and the ability and the might and the power and the wisdom and the knowledge, Lord. God, all these giftings come from you, Lord. God, you take us through different things. You allow us to go through different things. And then you bring us out and you give us something to say. Glory to God as we're seeking you, Lord. And Lord, we thank you and praise you. And Lord, you cause us to help ourselves and help others, to save ourselves and save them to hear us and help others and guide along the way. Lord, we pray that not one word, God, that you have sent out upon this place today will fall to the ground in my life or no one else's life. But let it accomplish in that what you sent it out to do, Lord. For Lord, you say the interest of your word, give it life, God. Continue to strengthen us in every way. Continue to encourage us in every way, Lord. Lord, let your strength be made perfect in our weakness, Lord. God, even the words that was gone through this place today that you ministered to different ones, God, let not one word fall to the ground. Let it not be forgotten, but let it accomplish in that what you sent it out to do. In the name of Jesus. Somebody give God the praise. So come on, give God the praise. Give him the praise, the honor, and the glory. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We don't take it for granted, your presence in this place, Lord. We don't take it for granted, glory to God. Because one day, Lord, glory to God, God is going to look one way in here, glory to God. It looks one way, but Lord, for we know it, God, it's going to look another way in here, God. You're going to be able to do a quick work, God. Hallelujah, God. I just feel that in my soul right now. You're going to be doing a quick work, God, and we're going to look up and people going to be everywhere. Hallelujah. I just feel, God, that today. You just put that before me right now. God, but you're ministering and strengthening us and developing us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you. God, we sure do need you in this world. We sure do need you, God, the wisdom and ability and knowledge just to know how to get through here. We need you, Lord. Yes, we do, Lord. I don't know about nobody else, but I know I need you, Lord, every day, every second, every minute, every hour of the day. I need you, Lord. God, without you, God, my life would be nothing. Glory to God. Handala Bahaya. Somebody praise him. If you know without him, your life wouldn't be nothing. Glory to God. You wouldn't even be standing here right now. Glory to God. Because our life says there's a vapor. We're here 1 minute and we can be gone the next few minutes. Glory to God. Somebody give God the praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you and we love you. We appreciate you and we adore you. Keep us standing, Lord. God, even myself, Lord, everything that I've given out today, I ask you to give it back to me. Keep me standing, Lord, in your word, God. Keep me standing and encourage, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Come on and praise his name. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.